Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. We're live, another Sunday edition, the abbreviated weekend version of my weekday radio show that's 4 hours long, 11 to 4 Central. Some days we go to 11 to 5 Central, 11 to 6 Central. Now, most days it's 11 to 3 Central. I've expanded it from 3 hours to 4 hours, some days 5 hours, going to overdrive. That's the great part about modern technology, do what we want. But we always keep this show down to 2 hours every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Very thankful to all our affiliates out there and, of course, great sponsors. And number one, you, the wonderful listeners that spend some of your Sundays with us each and every Sunday as we start a new week and look ahead. It didn't get a lot of national media attention. It got more than I thought it would, but because it didn't get a lot of attention, or because the media misconstrued the controlled corporate media that poses as liberal, poses as conservative, but really is just corporate anti-American, they try to misconstrue it as just bitter bickering and partisan politics. It was anything but that. I'm very proud of the panel that they assembled. Friday, the House Judiciary Committee heard arguments for impeachment for the consideration of the committee to have full hearings on the consideration. So it is a pre-hearing on whether or not the House Judiciary Committee wants to move ahead with an official investigation on whether or not to move for the president's indictment in the House of Representatives. Then that moves the full House for the vote by the grand jury that is the House of Representatives members from the several states. Then it goes to the Senate for the trial itself. But the indictment itself is being considered in the House, and this is a preliminary to that. Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who we interviewed last week on the eve of the impeachment hearing on my weekday show, went over the fact that last minute Congressman Conyers started moving to block what could be discussed or what could be said in the committee environs, that no specific charges could be made. But in the six-hour hearing, a lot of serious charges that are well-founded and documented by former Republican congressman, very conservative, Bob Barr, and current Republican Congressman Jones, and many others. In fact, the most eloquent attacks on what the Bush administration was doing came from true conservatives, not the fake Bushite supporters that were also in attendance and part of the hearing, who don't want you to know about open borders or gun control that have expanded under Bush or tripling in the size of government. They just sat up there basically and had very, very weak arguments and fell flat on their face, though for the few national news programs that did give it some attention, they were given the lion's share of coverage. And so because that happened, and because there has been somewhat of a media, mainstream media blackout on this, I wanted to open the phones up for listeners that did watch it on C-SPAN or who have been at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. JonesReport.com also has scores of select audio clips of the six-plus hours of hearings, little five-minute boil-downs, 10-minute boil-downs of Bob Barr's comments, of Congressman Dennis Kucinich's comments, of Vincent Bugliosi, the famous prosecutor that convicted Charles Manson and many others, best-selling author. He's coming out saying that the Bush White House should be indicted for murder. He laid out false flags, staged government terror attacks, or the White House wanting to stage attacks. You know, those are in official White House declassified memorandums. That's kind of why I've been freaking out here the last few years. If you don't believe me, just Google the White House memos. White House memos. and you will get those. You can say, but there's a lot of White House memos. Why will I get those? Well, under that term, you will get those specific memos pertaining to getting U.S. aircraft shot down and blaming it on Saddam. So we are going to play some of that coming up in the hour. I first want to take your calls on the impeachment hearing. This is historical. This is a big deal. There were neocon liberals and conservatives. That's what I loved about this. It was nonpartisan. You had status anti-American individuals that want the president to be a king from both parties there. And then you had people who didn't want the president to be a king and who were horrified of a Barack Obama or anybody else for that matter having king-like powers, which the presidency now criminally has. They've declared it to themselves. Notoriously, what was the term? They have declared it notoriously and openly. That was what the deputy director, the deputy attorney general under Ronald Reagan had to say in one of the speeches he gave. I have found that classic liberals, and by classic liberals, I don't mean the paleo liberal, I mean the more modern classic liberal, have no general conception of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, evidenced by Bill Clinton's reign of terror against liberty. But I did find that, again, the conservatives properly eviscerated George W. Bush, who himself is a titular head and a puppet, but through that office, through the executive branch and these expanded dictatorial powers, they have been able to eviscerate much of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And so that's why it's important to punish the office of the presidency, to punish the president, and to publicly tar and feather the administration politically. I don't mean that literally. But to tar and feather and to fully discredit what they've done so that these dangerous precedents are not set for future presidents. We've had an erosion of the Bill of Rights and Constitution in the last 50 years. That's clear. And it's accelerated under the past five, six presidents, but really culminating with George Bush, who, again, exercises 3 hours a day, takes two-hour naps, just reads off a teleprompter and doesn't do it well. So we need to understand he is a complete nobody running nothing. We have to depoliticize his office. Same thing with Barack Obama, reads off teleprompters. I was watching him give press conferences in France when he didn't have a teleprompter, a complete bumbling. I don't call him an idiot. He's not as idiotic as Bush, but you can tell he's in water a lot deeper than he should be. He's a total political prostitute. And the left better wake up to that and wake up to that fast. All this flip-flopping on FISA, unwarrantless spying, wars against Iran and Pakistan. He's now greenlighting those. So the left's finally becoming disenchanted. A lot faster than the right has with George Bush. I have to actually hand it to some of the left out there, but he's got enough Kool-Aid drinkers out there to get him into office. Again, not that I'm saying vote for John McCain. The New World Order's got us between the proverbial rock and the hard place, or the choice of the frying pan or the oven, as they say, and more cliche canards for you. But people say, well, then who do you vote for? What do you do? Well, you get outside the false solutions they're giving us, and we have a rediscovery of the Bill of Rights, Constitution. We have a peace revolution, a peace solution, a reawakening to issues. And people say, but Iran's going to nuke us if we don't do that. The government, 15 different agencies, intelligence agencies, admit that they are 7 years away from a nuke if they were left alone. It will take 60,000 centrifuges. They've got 3,000. 60,000 gas centrifuges, about 5 years to even get the uranium they need then to build one. And they're surrounded by nuclear powers, Pakistan, Israel, Russia, China, India, the United States. I mean, this is a joke. But they tell you, they got nukes, they're going to kill you any minute. Same thing with Iraq. They got nukes, they're going to kill us, we got to attack before there's a mushroom cloud. No. One of the administration's mouthpieces went on Fox and admitted they want a war for political aims, period. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his
877-590-5525. It didn't get any real coverage, the impeachment hearing that happened Friday, but they couldn't use the word impeachment because it was only a preliminary hearing to see if the committee wants to have a full-blown investigation. For anybody that actually knows about the Bill of Rights Constitution, to ask if we need to have a hearing about whether the Constitution has been violated or broken, which demands impeachment, is just ridiculous. On its face, the FISA law was literally just a blank check. It already was a violation of the Fourth Amendment, but now they've completely gotten rid of just going and getting blank checks within 3 months after they have violated somebody's Fourth Amendment. Before, they could just go get a blank check. The judges never, out of tens of thousands of cases, there was less than 20 cases where they had said no to these, to supposedly fight terrorism. And every time you investigate, it's the government controlling the terrorists, that is, criminal elements of the government. And so on its face, remember the White House lied and told the public, we're not spying on American citizens, we're not doing it without warrants, and then it came out they were. Then they said, pass a law retroactively to protect us from the crimes that we have committed. And Congress then went and a few weeks ago did pass that law. But still, it is a moral judgment and the conscience of the Congress, regardless if they've now gone back and themselves committed a crime against the Constitution and, quote, legalized this. You're saying, wait a minute, how do they commit a crime if they legalize a crime they already committed? Well, Hitler could legalize grabbing Jews and taking them to forced labor camps and working them to death. But the organic, grassroots, human rights or God-given rights, depending on which perspective you look at it, but the organic rights spring from your fact that you are a intelligent creature, a creation that has intelligence and is conscious, and that just because some king is wearing a gold crown and has enforcers, and just because they say under force de jure or force majeure that they have a right to might makes right and come out and kill you, is a fraud, is a complete and total fraud. I hope this makes sense to people, folks. The United States is supposedly special and wonderful and a great place because we had a Bill of Rights and Constitution. You know, they passed the Patriot Act that said the government can break into your house without a warrant in non-terror-related cases. And the White House lawyers would get up on TV and say, oh, those other constitutional lawyers and people saying this affects U.S. citizens, they're liars and conspiracy theorists. But if you Google Patriot Act used in non-terror-related cases, or Patriot Act used for regular crimes, you will get hundreds of news articles and read about states. I remember reading AP headlines where in different states it had been used tens of thousands of times per state, not having due process, violating people's rights. I mean, this is happening. It's a fact. But then the White House just says, doesn't exist. Just like Bill Clinton would say the New World Order doesn't exist. Just like George Bush Sr. says it doesn't exist, even though he gave speeches calling for it. They treat you like children. There are powerful corporate interests that have gained control of our government, and they want to get rid of the checks and balances that block them from setting up a tyranny. Why do corporations, the big Fortune 100, want a tyranny? Because if they can come in and have a corporate takeover of your government, that's all tyranny is, and then they don't just have money and power, they have armies, they have intelligence agencies, and they have the power to tax you and extract your wealth and your labor for their own ends. Take the British East India Company. It is the modern forerunner. It is the great granddaddy of corporate fascism. As Mussolini said, fascism should be properly termed corporatism. That doesn't mean if you have a corporation for a chain of restaurants or a corporation for a chain of car dealers that you're an evil corporation. I'm talking about the big mega corporations, the Fortune 100, which if you really look at their board of directors, they're interlocking. It's more like the Fortune 20. And they meet repeatedly every year, and they set agendas. We've sent spies to these events. I've snuck into these events. I've gotten their documents. I've interviewed people that have covered it. Yes, we scale fences and steal documents, ladies and gentlemen. we do it as investigative journalists to expose these people, and it's completely moral what we do. By we, I mean Jim Tucker and many other investigative journalists. I snuck into Bohemian Grove and covered the rituals, not just corporate activity, but the rituals being conducted there. And I saw a news article last week out of Austin making fun of me about Bohemian Grove, and I saw comments on it, and I saw another story that said I was lying, that it doesn't even exist, and I didn't sneak into the Bohemian Grove, when the Bohemian Grove has been in a national television production that aired on Channel 4 in England and Trio Network here in the U.S., where they admit I snuck in, and they've given interviews to security. Security's given interviews, Bohemian Grove security, the media saying I did sneak in, but the public just says, no, it doesn't exist. Well, okay, you better not read Vanity Fair then, because their new issue just out is about how the editor of Vanity Fair, was arrested trying to sneak in 2.5 weeks ago, because the main encampment goes on July 15th to July 30th. You know, I'd always read about how Republican leaders and Christian conservative leaders predominantly go there. It's a, quote, you know, Republican power structure, 2-week shindig in Northern California for over 100 years. And, you know, 10, 12 years ago, I even laughed at this when I was first on air 13 years ago. I remember laughing at it until I saw the Harper's Magazine article about, with Richard Nixon saying, I don't take part in the gay orgies there. Well, people then accused Harper's a few years ago of that not being a real tape. So the Harper's released, 3 years ago, that tape, and then the Nixon Library released it, and I can't play it here. It's so pornographic. You can just type in Nixon Bohemian Grove tape into Google. It's on Infowars.com and PresentPlanet.com, but just Google it. And you can go listen and read the Harper's article. And then, look, the only point I'm making is the terms you hear mean nothing. Liberal, conservative, it means nothing. It's a group of super decadent, powerful corporate leaders and private families that are shareholders who think they're God, act like they're God, who are about to start World War III. We're going to come back, go to Heidi, Randy, Scott, Eric, and many others about impeachment, the blackout there. Then later in the next hour, play a bunch of clips that were blacked out in the news from the event. Infowars.com, TruthNews.com. Those are just some of the sites. We'll be right back. Keep on warring.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illness.
Get to your calls here in just a moment, and next hour we'll be playing some of the blacked out impeachment hearings that went on Friday that your controlled media, predominantly owned by foreign defense contractors. Oh, yeah, most of them are foreign now, moving offshore. Blackwater, Halliburton, it doesn't matter, large, small, there. Bye-bye, America. Hello, Dubai. But they'll sure flap an American flag in your face while they come after your guns with their lobbyists, while they come after our liberties and freedoms to make us their little whores, and they, of course, the New World Order's pimps. I got to say something about this. Aliens are out there, says former NASA astronaut. That is the London Telegraph, same similar headline, Associated Press. I don't believe a word that comes out of NASA. They have been caught lying so much. Their astronauts have been caught in so much deception. To have Dr. Mitchell, who has two bachelor's degrees in science, a doctorate in aeronautics from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, on and on and on, the sixth man to walk on the moon. He says the government has a secret program with aliens and that they're basically in underground bases and everything we've always been told. They've got treaties with them and there's little green men everywhere and the government's keeping the secret from you. And the problem is, NASA lies so much, their astronauts have been caught lying so much and caught trying to murder each other and caught in mind control programs that I don't know what to believe here. You see, people have been calling me and freaking out all week over this, saying, well, what do you think? Say something about it. And all I can say is, you got the wrong show. Now, I have a few guests on who bring stuff up like that because it's so mainstream now. Understand, you got Larry King Live talking about it. You got Fox News talking about it. You've got MSNBC talking about it. You got CNBC discussing aliens every week. You got the Pope saying they're real and that they're about to land. You've got all these other leaders saying it. You've got the U.S. government starting to say it. You've got NASA releasing videos of flying saucers flying around the space shuttle and then saying, what do you think this is, public? You've got them having press conferences about Roswell with two Army and Air Force colonels, an Army and an Air Force colonel up there, acting guilty and turning red-faced and blushing on purpose. They want us to think aliens are real. They want us to think they're about to land. And I've seen declassified government documents where they've planned fake alien landings and giant 300-yard-tall projections of alien spacecraft, or they said Muhammad, Buddha, or Jesus. That came out over a decade ago. So the problem is when the government lies so much and has been caught lying so much that I just don't know what to think. We're going to try to interview Mr. Mitchell. Probably be really hard to get him on now that this is such big news, but we will shoot for that. Okay, enough said. I'm going to your calls now for the rest of the hour on the impeachment situation, and I've got some Iran news. More banks have been shut down by the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation. That is federal, by the way, unlike the Federal Reserve, which is private. And we've got some other news here as well. But, I only cover what I can prove here. And people have enough trouble dealing with that, much less little green men. All I'm saying is things are getting crazy in the world, and they're going to get a lot crazier. This is definitely an interesting time to be alive. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's talk to Eric in Philly. You're on the air. Okay, we'll try to go to Eric again. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, man, how's it going, bud?
Good, go ahead.
When I watched the hearings on Friday, I noticed that there was UN logos and admiralty flags.
Well, what you saw on the back of the curtain is a fascist symbol. The Senate and the House and their committee rooms are adorned with fasci. That's a image of bundles of sticks with a hatchet on the top. That's the Roman imperial symbol of fascism that was in the Reichstag under the Nazis and incorporated here in the U.S. You also saw what is a wreath from the top, or a victory wreath, also a symbol of fascist imperial Rome. So when you would see a Caesar come in for a triumphant arch, or winning a large battle, or the person who would be the top gladiator of the year, it's the famous leaves that they would wear on top of their head, a crown. So, yes, it is a fascist symbol, not a – the UN also uses that.
Does that symbolize an empire?
Yes, that's what it symbolizes. In fact, they're re-airing no, that's another committee, but it's similar. In fact, I'm looking at C-SPAN right now on the screen in here, and it's another office, another committee room with the same fasci, same fascist wreath, yes.
A few other things. Cindy Sheehan, are you going to have her on the show soon?
That's a good idea. That's how we remember to have all these people back on. You remind us. People said, why haven't you had Willie Nelson on in a while? So I called him up, had Willie on, and the idea got launched for a big concert, which I happen to have the answer on whether we'll be doing or not. And I will not be announcing it this time, but it will be fun. And we will get Cindy Sheehan back on. So let's get Cindy Sheehan. Let's get this astronaut on. And I want to get Lindsey Williams on about the oil situation. So.
Right. MySpace, she's been very active on MySpace. Sending out messages about how she wants to go against Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, she's going to run against Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, she seems like she's really woken up.
Yeah, no, she believes 9/11 is an inside job now. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And one little suggestion about the Willie Nelson event. They should do a tour instead of just one show, tour.
I understand, but listen, it's easy to say that. It's easy to say, let's have a truth tour. The problem is, there isn't time for that. Willie's already committed out with, he's one of the hardest working guys, period, in in showbiz, in music, not just a global icon, but imagine being Willie Nelson and being booked out a year in advance. So it was hard, spur of the moment, just to find a time. And we're still, well, I'm not going to announce yet what Willie decided to do yesterday. He told me to call him at 1. I did call him. He was in Alabama at the time on the road there in the tour bus, and it has been nailed down. But I'm not going to tell you what's been nailed down. I'm not going to tell you we are having it. Not going to tell you we're going to have an anti-war 9/11 truth event. I'm not going to tell you that that's a definite. I'll you probably tell by what I'm not going to say. I don't want to. I want it to be completely nailed down first, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm going to take another call here. Let's go ahead. And I want to go to this impeachment talk, the next person, Scott in San Diego. But let's go to Stephen Austin first, because he's got a question about, can we trust Google? He's going to say, you're giving Google out. You know, well, how do we trust Google? It's like people that say, how do we trust the Internet? Well, the Internet just takes you to different sources. You have to decide whether you trust the New York Times or the Library of Congress or a PrisonPlanet.com story from us. That's up to you. Let's go ahead and go to Steve in Austin. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, you just have mentioned on other programs that Google is owned and run by the CIA, I believe. So I would think that would be a dubious source. But
well,
my main point...
Well, let me, I mean, you're asking a question. You want me to answer it?
Well, my main point is you can Google anything. I can Google Loch Ness Monster and find websites that prove the Loch Ness Monster exists, and, you know, and that's not proof at all. That's just somebody on the Internet posting their...
Well, take me back just a minute, because what specifically was I saying Google 30 minutes ago?
You were telling us to Google all the stuff about, you know, the CIA, and, I mean, not the CIA, excuse me, the impeachment hearings and, you know, look for information.
Well, I mean, then you can just go watch the video clips. All I said was is I have the video clips on Infowars.com, and then, but you didn't have to go to Infowars.com. I said you could go and just Google and watch the hearings. But you know what? This is an important issue. So I'm going to put you on hold. You know, there won't even be newspapers soon except online. Very soon. And I'm sure whenever we're using info, you'll say, don't look at it, don't talk about it. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saver brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saver Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods, from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, I want to get back into impeachment, but since we have Steve from Austin, can we trust Google? Let me do a little dissertation on that for a few minutes. We'll go back to him and let him have the final say. I, during the break, went back in my memory to what I was talking about with Google earlier in the show. And the main point I was making about Google was that I personally know the key search word, search terms, White House memo. And then that will take you to a bunch of mainstream news articles and sites that will report on it and show clips of hearings about it and cover it. Times of London, Associated Press, things like that. And see, they try with old people, the news, the corporate media. It's always trying to discredit the web or mainly neocon talk show hosts. They'll always say, the Internet, you can find anything you want on there about the Loch Ness Monster or purple and green aliens. You know, that's crazy. He says he got it on the Internet. No. You can go to News Radio 590 KLBJ. You can go to the New York Times. You can go to the BBC. You can go anywhere you want. And then it's up to you on the Internet to decide if you think that's important. Now, earlier, I gave multiple sources. I said, we're going to play audio of Vincent Bugliosi, the famous prosecutor that convicted a lot of high-profile people, including the Manson family, Charlie Manson. He's a multi-time New York Times best-selling author. I said he testified as one of the many experts about the fact that murder has been committed by the White House. And then he brought up how they wanted to stage the shoot down or try to get our aircraft shot down as a pretext to start a war. And I said, now, we reported on that years ago out of the White House memo. That's like saying Watergate. They'd be like saying, well, how do we trust that a Watergate existed? Well, you go check and see if the Watergate Hotel exists. Even in the 70s, there was this break-in. If that happened, if Alex Jones is telling you that there was a Watergate Hotel and Watergate happened, kind of like, where'd you get this thing that a Watergate happened? See, the mainstream media thinks you're so dumb that I have Fox and CNN on tape saying Ron Paul is insane. He believes in an imaginary trans-Texas corridor. Now, they know people in 49 other states don't know there's huge billboards up that say Trans-Texas Corridor, that it's putting toll roads on existing roads and on new roads, and that it's a Spanish company. The Austin Chronicle thinks you're so dumb. They wrote an article, I'll never forget, that their editor saying it's not Spanish-owned. And people called me and said, Alex, you lied. It's not Spanish-owned. See, okay, fine, I'm lying. Centra isn't Spanish-owned. Yes, it is. You can go look up their own website. It is too Spanish-owned. But see, they know you're ignorant. So they play on that and say, how do you know there's a Trans-Texas Corridor? And people listening in 49 states who don't see them all over Texas, don't see the signs in the toll roads, they say, maybe Alex is lying. You see? Maybe Alex Jones is lying about this White House memo. Maybe there wasn't a planned provocation. Remember how I'd be called a liar, a conspiracy theorist about Gulf of Tonkin? We had the captain of one of the ships. We had others come back in the San Diego Herald Tribune at the time and say we weren't under attack. It was staged. And so that's where the rumor, and I say that with quotes around it, it wasn't a rumor, started. And then now, 3 years ago, it was declassified, NSA, CIA, and the Presidential Library here in Austin, declassified all that, and then the tapes of LBJ staging it with McNamara. Done. Boom! Oh, the NSA declassified. In January of this year, Chicago Tribune reported, Israel premeditatedly attacked the USS Liberty to try to sink it to blame it on Egypt. Oh, just as I told you when I had the Israeli pilot on, and when I had the former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff Admiral Moore on, and I had the other admirals on, and I had the head judge advocate general at the time, Captain Ward Boston, on, who was ordered to whitewash it. It was exactly as I said. And all those interviews are posted for you to go listen to them. Okay, the White House and Israel trying to sink our own ship to blame it on the Arabs to start a war. It's now declassified. It's now in the Chicago Tribune, Steve. What are you going to do? Vincent Bugliosi is a real person. He did go before the House Judiciary Committee Friday. He did say the things we're saying, and you think you can play the sheep out there. Well, some of them aren't sheep anymore. They're waking up, Steve. Okay, pal? Now, did I have Richard Steele, high-level technologist, former CIA, on to say that Google was covertly, the founding of it was aided by the CIA and the NSA because they want to have control of the architecture of the NSA keyword data that's 30 years old that was then farmed out to create Google? That's why Google's dominant. They get the best government stuff. The government wanted to have something they were inside of. They don't control it all, though they've moved in their campus into NASA. And so, yes, it is CIA-run. We've listed those MIT scientists that co-chair the Google operation with the Central Intelligence Agency. Does that mean the whole CIA's bad? Does it mean that we don't have our own people in there? No. The point is that Google has been caught censoring my stories and many others, and they've gotten in a lot of trouble politically and had to stop. We've had them delist my films. Go look at the Google Top 100. It's my stuff. Number one, number two, number five, number 10. Go look. How do we trust Google? You trust it because you go and you click on it, and it's my videos because I'm number one. That's why. And they've been caught rigging that, and it's made mainstream news. My stories about Internet rigging have been picked up and quoted extensively in the San Francisco Chronicle and Time Magazine because we're the real deal, boy. And you know what? You're not stopping us from fighting the New World Order. You're not stopping us from what we're doing, and you're not going to confuse people out there. So I've answered your question. You go ahead now, Steve, and you have the last pitiful word.
Well, I mean, you sound rather defensive there. Question to you.
I'm going to put him back on hold. See how he plays mind games. He has no proof, no evidence, no documents. He can't counter any facts. It's all petty dime store lawyer tactics. See, a real lawyer would have precedent and facts. Dime store tactics of you sound really defensive. No, I'm defensive of you trying to ravage weak minds, and I'm telling those weak minds your tricks. Go ahead, Steve.
Is the Chicago Tribune a mainstream media source?
Yes. Oh, and you say the mainstream media lies. No, that's not what I say. I say they spin. It's a complex.
Alex, you said they are bought and paid for by the New World Order.
Instead of trying to abscond and divert.
No, how do we trust
it? Was the Gulf of Tonkin, well, they report on something after they have to. Was the Gulf of Tonkin event staged to get us into Vietnam?
My question.
I'm asking you a question.
Well, you just totally took me down a rabbit trail.
No, you brought up Loch Ness Monster. You brought up a bunch of side issues.
If the Chicago Tribune is a mainstream media source and they are bought and paid for by the New World Order, why would I trust what they have to say?
Because they were reporting on a NSA declassification, and I didn't believe it when they said it. I, weeks before, had already interviewed people involved with the Liberty crew when it came out who made a stink and demanded it be covered.
So as long as they report on things that you already buy into, then they're okay. But if they're reporting on something else,
no. You know what? I have explained this a million times to people on air. Okay, we're going to win. We're going to take America back. The media always was at this control. They had church hearings. It was the Congressman Frank Church hearings for listeners. You can go to the Library of Congress and read these, Congressional Record. In the 70s, and they found there were several thousand CIA and other intelligence operatives inside media. Out of millions of people in the media, there were several thousand. They were the editors of major papers. They were the producers at the major networks. And they were in key foreign desks of AP, Reuters, UPI, McClatchy, and others. And so they're called gatekeepers. I mean, if I went down to the Austin American Statesman here in town, a good-sized regional paper, and, I mean, I'll guarantee you, you know, at least in the past, you take their, quote, police beat writers. They were all former DPS intelligence. I mean, there was a guy interviewed me down there, one time about a story, and it was a story skewed against me, trying to make me look like a nut. And if you looked at who the guy was, he was former, you know, DPS and involved in their PR. So it's not even hidden. It's an agenda, ladies and gentlemen. And then why does the Statesman hire that guy? Because he has an inside to the state police and the feds. Okay, now if I had to bet, I mean, I would tell you that most major papers, you get to a Dallas Morning News size, and by the way, I've had family that's worked in major daily papers. I mean, you've got operatives in the building. It's come out in congressional hearings that CNN, see, Fox is the cartoon thing for mindless idiots. CNN's the real intelligence branch because it's for foreign consumption, not Fox. Fox is cartoon stuff for the dumbed-down American people. CNN's slicker propaganda for the foreigners to watch. That's not really for a domestic audience. And there, yes, you've got intelligence. And so they try to gatekeep all this stuff out. And in the past, they were able to. Now they can't. Because of the internet, okay? So nice try. Okay, we're going to come back. I got to go quicker through your calls. We're going to go to Heidi, Randy, Kevin, Bill, Scott. Then I'm going to play a bunch of these imaginary, fake hearings that happened Friday. They're not, but government operatives and disinfo people would like you to believe that there is nothing tangible so they can run over you.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.